Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, it's 5 o'clock. Donal Kavanagh at the Highland Radio News Desk. There's shock in Gwydor with 32 jobs going at the SLM facility on the Gwydor Industrial Estate in the area. There's been no formal statement from the company. We will be speaking to a local councillor. The Health Minister and HSE management can no longer continue to ignore the situation at Letterkenny University Hospital, so says Deputy Charlie McConnell. Look, he says the HSE's service plan, which was published last evening and excludes Letterkenny from a list of hospitals getting extra beds, is unacceptable. Detectives in Derry appeal for information following a fire at flats in the Little James Street area of the city in the early hours of this morning, and we hear from Luke McFlanagan about the need for transport subsidy for fodder. And later in the bulletin, we'll have the latest sports news with Kenny Harkin. That's all coming up. But first, this evening, 32 jobs are going at the SLM facility on the Gwydor Industrial Estate in West Donegal. There was shock in the area today when the workers were called in. There's been no formal statement from the company, but local councillor Micheál Colum-Gal-Aspog, the chair of the Glenlees Municipal District, says the workers were called in at 2 this afternoon and told that liquidators had been appointed to the Digital Marketing Centre, whose owners are based in Manchester. It had been hoped that 125 jobs will be created at the facility, but according to Uthris na Gaeltachta, there were at present 32 staff employed, 23 full-time and 9 part-time. Councillor Micheál Aspog was at the centre this afternoon after he was called by workers. He says it came like a bolt from the blue.
Everybody's left the building now. The workers are absolutely devastated, shocked at the door of Christmas, leaving the workers with no future now whatsoever. Where are they going to get employment around here in West Donegal?
Uthris na Gaeltachta seem not to have been informed about this before it happened.
I spoke to Uthris na Gaeltachta earlier on and they knew absolutely nothing about it until I informed them. And that's absolutely terrible. That shows no respect to our community.
The Health Minister and HSE management can no longer continue to ignore the situation at Letterkenny University Hospital. That's the view of Donegal Deputy Charlie McConnell. Look, he was responding to the publication of the HSE's service plan for 2018. It outlines a number of hospitals to receive additional beds to increase capacity. But despite numerous calls for 20 additional beds in Letterkenny to reopen the short stay ward, the plan excluded that request. Deputy McConnell says both Minister Simon Harris and Minister Joe McHugh should ensure that Letterkenny General University Hospital needs the staff it's seeking.
Every day that we're waiting now is a day longer that more patients will have to wait on trolleys for access to the hospital. So it's crucial that the government does come forward and gives that funding so that the hospital then can get on with the business of recruiting the additional staff to reopen those beds. There is a real solution available to address this problem. The physical space is going to be available in the hospital. It doesn't involve a new build, but it does involve additional staff to reopen these beds. So the option is there, the opportunity is there. Unfortunately, the will has not been there at government level, and Minister McHugh and his colleagues now need to deliver in that and acknowledge the situation, the pressure that the staff in the hospital are working under, the difficulty it's causing for patients, and actually ensure that that can be addressed.
And why is there no will there, Deputy, when there have been numerous calls, no more from yourself and from the hospital indeed, to prioritise these beds, and then the hospital is just effectively excluded from this plan?
It's absolutely inexplicable that the will isn't there, because Letterkenny, of all the hospitals across the country, is one of the hospitals under the most pressure. Every day, on average, we're seeing 20 patients on trolleys. I'm waiting to that have been approved by the consultant in A&E to be admitted to the hospital, but for whom there's no beds. If there was that additional 20 bed capacity provided in the hospital, it would help to address the vast majority of that. So really, it's a failure at government level. It's a failure primarily at political level, but it is one that can be addressed, but needs to be addressed promptly.
Deputy Charlie McConnell, he was speaking there to Catherine Gaffney. Well, this morning there were 25 people awaiting inpatient beds at Letterkenny University Hospital, according to the INMO's figures, 12 of them on trolleys in the emergency department. Detectives in Derry are appealing for information following a fire in the Little James Street area of the city in the early hours of this morning. The fire, which is being treated as suspicious, started in bins in the Cooler Court area, as Aisling Roach now reports.
The fire was reported just after 2 o'clock this morning, with firefighters and police quickly on the scene. Outside bins were on fire and the blaze had spread to a nearby flat. A number of residents were evacuated, the majority of whom have now been allowed to return to their homes. The fire caused substantial damage to one flat, but police have confirmed no one was injured. Police are urging anyone who was in the vicinity of Cooler Court at around around 2 a.m. this morning and witnessed anything suspicious to contact detectives at Strand Road Criminal Investigation Branch.
Staying in Derry, and detectives from the PSNI's Serious Crime Branch arrested a 37-year-old man in the city today in connection with the attempted murder of an off-duty police officer in Derry on February 22nd. A viable under-vehicle improvised explosive device was discovered at the officer's home in the Ardenlea area. The man detained today was arrested in the Ballymacroarty area under the Terrorism Act. He's being questioned at the Serious Crime Suite at Musgrave PSNI station in Belfast. A Northwest MEP is backing calls for a special transport subsidy to cover haulage costs as more and more farmers are forced to bring fodder into the region from elsewhere in the country. Luke Ming Flanagan says August's flooding in Donegal and elsewhere on the Western Seaboard created a serious problem, and that's been exacerbated by continued wet weather, which prevented farmers from bringing in a late harvest of hay or silage in September. Luke Ming Flanagan believes farmers in the southern part of the country are selling at a very fair price, but he says the transport costs are a very serious problem.
In the cutthroat business world that we live in now, people try and go for the highest price they can get, but in this case they're not. But that doesn't solve problems of farmers in the northwest, because there are massive transport costs. And I'm just backing up a call by the ICSA that somehow that the transport of this fodder be subsidised. In 6 to 8 weeks' time, farmers will run out of fodder. We will have a financial crisis then, a much bigger one than the amount of money it would cost to transport this fodder. We would also be facing an animal welfare crisis. And we talk a lot about mental health. These farmers are under massive stress in the run-up to Christmas, and they're worried what they're going to do in the new year.
One of the things you hear often from the Department of Agriculture is our hands are tied by Brussels, and very often we're told the problem isn't Brussels, the problem is actually red tape at local level in Dublin. From your conversations in Brussels and in Strasbourg, do you feel this can be supported within the context of EU rules?
Look, I would be sceptical when it comes to financial issues in Europe, but one area I am not sceptical of, and that comes from experience, is that the DG Agri, or the Agriculture Commission, doesn't put roadblocks in people's way. And in many cases, on umpteen cases, we've brought farmers out to meet the Commission, and the same old story, actually, it's the department at home that's causing the blockage. So if we want to support farmers, we will be allowed to support farmers.
And that was Luke Ming Flanagan, MEP for Midlands North West. A man now living in Donegal who sexually abused 4 schoolboys 2 decades ago has been jailed for 8 years. 44-year-old Scott Turner assaulted the children, who can't be named for legal reasons, at addresses in Clydebank, West Dumbartonshire, between December 1991 and November 1998. The High Court in Glasgow heard how 2 of Turner's victims were 11 when he began abusing them. The others were aged 7 and 8. With more details, here's Greg Hughes.
Turner, who left Scotland for a new life in County Donegal, denied the charges and claimed his victims were telling lies. However, a jury rejected Turner's story and he was convicted of sexual proceedings following a trial in November this year. Sentence had been deferred for the court to obtain reports, and on Wednesday at the High Court in Edinburgh, Judge Craig Scott QC sent Turner to prison. Passing sentence, Judge Scott added, "There's been an abject lack of understanding or indeed remorse for your actions. One of the complainers in this case has spoken of how you have left him with continuing psychological injuries. You wrecked what should have been innocent childhoods." On Wednesday, defence advocate Edward Togowski told the court his client still maintained his innocence. He added, "Mr. Turner is making arrangements that he will serve that sentence as close to his family in Ireland as possible." Judge Scott told Turner that imprisonment was the only sentence available to him. Turner was also placed on the sex offenders register in the UK.
A Donegal woman has been convicted of failing to adequately feed a dog, fined €10 and disqualified from keeping animals for a period of 5 years at Letterkenny District Court. Katie McMonagall at Lismally Duff, Killigordon, had admitted a number of offences under the Animal Health and Welfare Act 2013 at a previous court sitting. With more details, here's Catherine Gaffney.
The case resulted from a visit made by ISPCA Senior Inspector Kevin McGinley to the defendant's home on the 16th of June 2016, when he discovered a 1-year-old female Siberian husky dog chained at the back of the property. When Senior Inspector McGinley examined the dog, he could feel every bone on her emaciated body. Her only shelter was a small dilapidated wooden kennel with only 2 sides and no floor. There were empty food and water bowls nearby. The dog, named Misty, was signed over to the ISPCA and was immediately brought to the Donegal Animal Hospital hospital for treatment. On admission, the dog was found to weigh just 9.5 kilograms, while the recommended weight for females of this breed is between 17 and 25 kilograms. Misty was subsequently transferred to the ISPCA National Animal Centre in Longford, where she was cared for until she completed her rehabilitation.
There are calls for the resignation of the police ombudsman in the north over an unlawful report into the Loughon Island atrocity. It found collusion between RUC officers and the loyalists who massacred six Catholic men in 1994. The High Court has ruled the watchdog went beyond its legal powers to reach that conclusion. The ombudsman's office says it will need time over the coming weeks to consider the ruling carefully. The leader of Tradition Unionist Voice, Jim Allister, says Dr. Michael Maguire must go.
It's the most scathing of reports of judgment you could imagine. There's little hiding room for him in the adverse findings. So I think, yes, he should go, and he should do it swiftly.
Sport on Highland, in association with Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure Letterkenny, where you'll get the perfect sports gift this Christmas in-store or online at michaelmurphysports.ie.
It's 14 minutes past 5 o'clock and we say good evening to Kenny Harkin.
Thanks, Donal. Good evening. And we'll start with soccer. And the FAA have confirmed the Republic of Ireland will play Turkey in an international friendly in March. The boys in green will travel to Antalya for the fixture. It'll be the first time the sides have met since 2014 when Turkey won 2-1 at the Aviva Stadium. And it's been reported today that former Derry City and Dundalk midfielder Patrick Michelini has agreed a 2.5-year deal to join Oldham Athletic. The 25-year-old will officially join the League One club on a free transfer once the transfer window opens on Monday week. Yes, another news cross-channel, Manchester United and Manchester City will face no action. That's over an incident that took place in the tunnel after the derby on the 10th of December. The FA has announced today that United boss Jose Mourinho, who had water and milk thrown at him, and City coach Mikel Arteta, who suffered a cut head during a post-match row, the FA says it considered evidence from clubs and independent eyewitnesses before deciding to take no action. In some other news, there's an opening for Kevin Long in the Burnley starting 11 over the festive period. His defensive counterpart James Tarkowski's been banned for 3 matches. Tarkowski's accepted a charge of violent conduct after an incident with Brighton's Glenn Murray on Saturday. It wasn't spotted by the referee at the time. And Swansea caretaker boss Leon Britton has quickly ruled himself out of the running to be the next permanent manager of Swansea. The long-serving midfielder still registered as a player after moving into the coaching staff last month. Up in Scotland, Celtic manager Brendan Rodgers says he wants to further strengthen his squad next month. The Scottish champions have already signed German defender Marvin Komper from RB Leipzig. Rodgers is keen for things to evolve through every transfer window.
Ideally, that would be the case. As I said, I'm very happy with the squad, but you always have to look to strengthen it, really, and I think January's a good month for us to do that.
In rugby, CJ Standers says he never intended to leave Munster. The Ireland back row has signed a new 3-year deal, which will keep him with the province until 2021. The news follows close on the heels of Peter O'Mahony's long-term commitment to Munster. The likes of Montpellier were said to be interested in Standers' signature, but he's claimed that such speculation was unfounded. Speaking ahead of Saturday's Pro 14 meeting with Leinster, winger Keith Ayres says there's a new renewed buzz in the camp.
There has been the last while, you know, as fellas are starting to get to know each other now. A lot of younger fellas are getting up to scratch on how we like to play and what it takes to be professional. So, you know, I think we're all set on the one goal now, what we want to achieve, and I think we're all starting to believe in it now.
Meanwhile, Munster, they'll be away to Racing on Sunday, January the 14th in their next Champions Cup Pool 4 outing. That game will have a 3:15 start, and the dates and times for the final 2 rounds of pool games have been revealed. Ulster, they'll have a 1 o'clock start at home to La Rochelle on Saturday, January the 13th. Leinster welcome Glasgow to the RDS on the Sunday with a 1 o'clock kickoff. A week later, Leinster will be away to Montpellier in their final Pool 3 game with a 1 o'clock start. Munster also have a 1 o'clock start the following day, January 21st, as they face Cast at Thomond Park, while Ulster's Pool 1 campaign draws to a close away to Wasps that Sunday with a 3:15 kickoff. And another news, the head of French Rugby Federation, Bernard Laporte, says he'll make the decision on the future of head coach Guy Novais by December the 27th. Novais has been in charge for the past 2 years, but 2017 saw France finish third in the Six Nations while also failing to register a win in their autumn series of the summer tour. Moving on to darts and world number two, Peter Wright's the big name in action on the last night of first round ties at the William Hill World Darts Championships. Dan Dawson's at the Alexander Palace in London.
Snakebite was rushed to hospital last month with gallstones and has lost 2 stone in weight since then, but he has declared himself fit to face Brazilian debutant Diogo Portella. UK Open champion Wright has had the best year of his career and came into this William Hill World Championship as the third favourite for the title. The last 4 first round ties are completed tonight, including the top players from Belgium, South Africa and Spain. Last night, Ireland's Steve Lennon made his debut here and hit 6 180s, but 10 maximums from world number 13 Michael Smith helped him to a deciding set victory.
In boxing, Carl Frampton, he'll return to fight in Belfast in the spring. The former 2-weight world champion, he'll take on Nonito Donaire of the Philippines on April the 7th. Donaire is a former 4-weight world champion. Frampton's last outing saw him beat Horacio Garcia. That was on points at the SSE Arena last month. Finally, this evening in tennis, Andy Murray's delayed his trip to Australia for his comeback on the ATP Tour, but he's still expected to play in one of the first events of the year in Brisbane, which starts on New Year's Eve. The 3-time Grand Slam champion hasn't had a competitive match since this year's Wimbledon because of a hip injury. That's all your sport for this evening. The next sport here in Highland will be after the 8:30 news tomorrow morning. For the moment, it's back to Donal.
Thank you, Kenny. Ryanair says it looks forward to concluding an agreement with pilots on pay and conditions, procedures and dispute resolution in the new year. The airline wrote to the union this morning ahead of a deadline imposed by Impact for a written confirmation of union recognition. It's the first time in Ryanair's 32-year history that it will recognise trade unions. Ashley Connolly is Impact's Assistant General Secretary.
Well, we believe that today's news rescinds the threat of industrial action. We believe that's good news for our Ryanair pilots and our members, and also for shareholders and passengers alike.
And there could be light at the end of the tunnel for a cinema complex in Donegal Town. It's after the developer behind the plans moved to confirm his intention to submit another application for the project. Last month, plans were rejected for the 5-screen cinema, along with public parking and a shop and restaurant. That resulted in thousands of people signing a petition in protest, while hundreds also attended a public meeting. The mayor of Donegal Town, Padraig Kennedy, says talks are ongoing, but he remains positive that a solution can be found.
We're quietly confident that they've been working away, the developer and the planners, and hopefully that they've come up with a plan that alleviates the concerns of the planners. And actually, you can understand their side of the story, that they have the future development of Donegal at heart, and they want to see things right. And so hopefully that between the two of them, that they've worked out what way and how things should work, and we're quietly confident that everything will get it over the line, you know.
There has been huge public support for this plan so far to date. It is important to maintain that.
Yeah, massive online and petition signed, and massive work done by the committee, you know. But it just shows that people in Donegal and the surrounding areas, as far as Glenconchill and all that area, are neglected, and that we need these facilities for Donegal Town and for tourists coming to Donegal Town. Just to get people into the Donegal and all around the area, you know, that families and our kids and are looking for these developments to happen for the facilities for our young and old.
And that was Catherine there speaking to Padraig Kennedy. He's the mayor of Donegal Town. Some news now from Clare, where the local county council has given permission to Trump Doonbeg to proceed with controversial coastal protection works. The 5-star resort in West Clare is looking to shore up its golf course, which suffered significant storm damage in 2014. But their plans have been strongly opposed on environmental grounds. With more, here's Clare FM's Gavin Grace.
The application on behalf of Trump International Golf Links Enterprises sought permission to erect 2 structures at either end of Duckmore Beach, which is adjacent to the golf course. Totalling 850 metres in length, these will be made up of reinforced sheet piling covered with sand and cobbles and screened from view. Clare County Council's confirmed that it has granted planning permission for these works, subject to 9 conditions. This includes a provision which states that public access and rights of way to Duckmore Beach should not be obstructed. Trump Dunbeg says they're very pleased with the decision and that it demonstrates Clare County Council's commitment to support local business. The company also says it'll proceed with what it calls ambitious plans to protect and expand their facilities at Dunbeg. This application was the subject of over 50 public submissions, many of which opposed the development. Today's decision can now be further appealed to On Board Planola. Gavin Grace, Clare FM.
And with the forecast, staying dull and misty this evening with some patchy light rain or drizzle and fog lingering in places, winds light or moderate southwest. Cloudy and misty tonight with rain and drizzle becoming persistent for a time early in the night before gradually clearing later. Patches of fog will develop overnight, especially on hills and in coastal areas. Lowest overnight temperatures 7 to 9 in mostly light winds. Tomorrow, damp and misty to start with fog slow to clear in places. It'll stay cloudy tomorrow with a few patches of light rain or drizzle. Highest temperatures 10 to 12 degrees Celsius in light or moderate southwest winds. And looking at the main stories in brief this evening, 32 jobs are being lost at the SLM facility on the Gwydor Industrial Estate in West Donegal. There's been no formal statement from the company, but local councillor Micheál Colum-Galasbuig says that workers were told at 2 this afternoon that liquidators had been appointed to the Digital Marketing Centre, whose owners are based in Manchester. 32 people employed there, 23 full-time and 9 part-time. The Health Minister and HSE management can no longer continue to ignore the situation at Letterkenny University Hospital. That's the view of Donegal's Deputy Charlie McConnellogue. He was responding to the HSE's National Service Plan published last evening, which makes no provision for extra beds to reopen a short-stay ward at Letterkenny University Hospital. He says the hiring of additional staff must be made a matter of urgency at the hospital. We're back with news again at 6. Until then, from the news team, good evening. The obituary notices for this Thursday evening, the 21st of December. The death has occurred at Dunloe District Hospital of Sheila Bonner, Mean Moor, Dunloe, formerly of Arranmore Island. Her remains will repose at her late residence from 6 o'clock this evening with rosary at 9 p.m. Funeral mass on Saturday at 11 in St. Columbus Church Acres with interment in Belcrich Cemetery. Family time, please, from 11 p.m. to 10 a.m. and private on the morning of the funeral. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu of desired to Dunloe Hospital, care of any family member, or Sean Midlin, funeral director, Dunloe. The death has occurred at Athlone Hospital of Betty O'Donnell, née O'Connor, 52 Barrack Street, Strabane, formerly of Meeting House Street, Strabane. Her remains will repose at her home from 6:30 this evening. Funeral from there on Saturday morning at 25 to 10 for Requiem Mass in the Church of the Immaculate Conception, Strabane at 10 o'clock. Interment afterwards in Strabane Cemetery. Donations in lieu of flowers, please, to the Alzheimer's Society, care of Quigley Funeral Directors, 1A Newton Place, Strabane. Family time, please, from 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. The death has occurred at the High Support Unit in St. Columbkill's Village, Clea Clonmany, of Kathleen Grant, Lower Illies, Ballymagan, Buncrana. Kathleen's remains will repose at St. Columbkill's Village Chapel to 9 o'clock this evening, and from 12 noon tomorrow until removal at 6 o'clock to St. Mary's Church, Cock Hill, to repose overnight. Funeral mass there on Saturday morning at 11 o'clock with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu if desired to the High Support Unit, St. Columbkill's Village, Clonmany. The sudden death has occurred of Vincent Gallagher, Charlie Bennett Drive, formerly of Ard Connell, Ardra. His remains are reposing at his residence at Charlie Bennett Drive. Funeral from there on Saturday afternoon at 12:30, going to the Church of the Holy Family, Ardra, for Requiem Mass at 1 o'clock, with interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu if desired to Cancer care of Derek McCabe, funeral director, Ardra. Family time, please, from 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. The death has taken place at Hillcrest Nursing Home, Long Lane, Letterkenny, of Fonzie McCorriskin, Main Street, Newton Cunningham. His remains are reposing at his late residence. Funeral from there tomorrow morning at 10:30 to All Saints Church, Newton Cunningham, for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass with interment afterwards in the adjoining graveyard. Family time, please, from 11 o'clock tonight and before the funeral tomorrow. Family Flowers only, please. Donations in lieu if desired to Mary's Meals, care of any family member.